This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Every Saturday, food, wine, and fun with you. And today's going to be no different. Can you believe it? Here we are, just getting ready to turn the page and get into October. And finally cooling off a little bit, maybe next week. Hope you get your yard work done. But I hope you find time to eat and drink well. Get some great wine. I got killer wines today. Killer wines. I shouldn't say that. I haven't had them yet. I'm going to share them with you. It's from a Spanish winemaking company that's been around for a long time. They get some pretty big ratings at a recent wine judging, and it's a Spanish white and a Spanish red, and I couldn't find a whole lot of information, and the importer was no help. But they look good, they sound good, and they're at Jacob Liquor Exchange. And then, as we roll into October, maybe you've already bought your pumpkin and you're starting to think of Halloween decorations and making it fun. I think we've grown into a nation of making Halloween even more fun than it was when I was a kid, with decorations and things of that nature. And the young lady that's joining us first is Shannon Doherty. Shannon is, don't quote me, but she's got millions, 2 million plus followers on TikTok, and it all started in March of 2020 during the pandemic. She's four kids. Again, you've heard me say this before. I don't know how folks can do this stuff with four kids, but she worked in finance, real estate. She studied law, and now she's sharing her creative side with the world on TikTok. Shannon, welcome to The Good Life.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, I saw you on the Today Show, and lo and behold, within a day of that, I get the press release, and I thought, well, she's probably really busy, but I'll give it a try. And that's why, you know, we had the little scheduling snafu where I hadn't heard back from the PR company until 2 days before you were going to be on, and I had already given away the majority of the first part of the show. And scheduled it, and then it only gave us 50 minutes, simply not enough. So, that being said, let's jump into this. Talk about you and March of 2020, and what were you thinking?
Hi, well, yes, I'm so excited to be here. I was thinking about March when this all started the other day, when I was thinking about how much my kids have grown since we started TikTok. I was looking at my first video. And just a little background about me, I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. I graduated college with a double major in finance and marketing. I thought I wanted to be a sports agent, and I worked for the New England Patriots. Then I went and worked for the New York Rangers and the New York Knicks. And then I decided to get into finance after that. I was living in the city, and I had a lot of friends making a lot more money, so I went into finance. I also got my real estate license during that time, and I went to law school at night. So I'm always the type of person that's doing way too much, probably. And then 2 years before the pandemic started, I was still working in the city, but I started my own little real estate company, did some investment properties, opened my own clothing boutique, and then I was running those businesses. Lockdown happened. I'm home with my kids and my husband. My businesses are all shut down. And I was like, what am I going to do? We're home. And I've listened to Gary Vee. I don't know if you guys know who that is, Gary Vaynerchuk. And he said TikTok was like buying Park Place in 1984. And it was amazing, like space on the internet to grow a platform and a community. And like now was the time. So I just was in the kitchen with my family. I got on the app. I saw some fun trends. And we just started posting. We were like every family stuck inside, and we just were able to connect with so many people through the phone, and it was amazing. And we became addicted to it very quickly after that.
Everything you just said sounds like it would take you 40 years.
Sorry, I tried to say it quickly, but I know it's a little bit of a long story.
No, literally, I mean, you accomplished so much in such a short period of time. It's phenomenal. And in between this, you birthed some beautiful kids. And they're in some of your TikTok videos. And folks,
the
best part, Shannon, correct me if I'm wrong. I have a TikTok account. I don't use it much. I'm kind of an old fart. But if you go to TikTok.com/@home with Shannon,
exactly.
You don't have to be a TikTok member to look at your videos.
You don't. You can just see them. You don't need to be a TikTok member. You can just log in, at home with Shannon. My videos are there. I also repurpose them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. I'm at home with Shannon on all those platforms, so you can find me now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, prior to the pandemic, I really didn't have social media. I had, for my boutique, so I had 3 clothing boutiques at the time. Now I have 2. But I had a little social media page for the stores, but I had no followers. And now to think we almost have 3 million across all our platforms is insane.
Yeah, it's insane. But it's good insane.
It's amazing. Oh, my gosh. I feel every morning, I feel like a pinch me moment that I get to, that my career right now is doing something that I love and connecting with people. And also just my career is showing how I'm a mom and spending time with my kids, which is amazing.
Yeah, being able to be home and with the kiddos. And still be doing this, great stuff. Talk a little bit about, you touched on it, the Coco and Lala, your lifestyle brand and clothing boutiques.
Yeah.
Where did that come from out of the finance world? And I mean, what brought that on?
So I was working in finance for a family office. I started as a personal assistant and I stayed there 12 years and ended up being the COO by the time I left. So that family office was investing in a bunch of real estate when I was there. And my bosses, who are amazing entrepreneurs and people, told me, get my real estate license as they were buying real estate and just kind of learn about that. So I did. And they taught me so much. I was buying with them like multifamily units in the city. And we were learning about investing in real estate through that. And so I kind of got that bug. And my husband and I go to Watch Hill, Rhode Island for the summer with my family. And there were some commercial units that became available. I thought the price was great. I thought I would be a landlord. And I just went for it. I mean, I think at the time, I don't know how old I was, maybe 30. I'm 38 now. So I think it was like 5 years ago. So 32, 33. And I was like, let's buy them. My mom and my aunt also are amazing. My mom has always gone to Watch Hill and she really believed in opening a retail store up there. My aunt's an amazing creative director. So they helped me with the idea of once we purchase those buildings, let's put our own boutique in them. Why be a landlord if we can run our own store together? So the three of us kind of combined heads and opened Coco and Lala, which became, I started with one store, then we had 2, and then I opened a third in Darien, Connecticut. But it just became this like lifestyle inspiration brand around summer vacations and spending time with your family. And we make a bunch of our own stuff and then we buy from other brands as well. But that is how it happened. It happened from my love for real estate. And I think just from always wanting to try new things.
And the name Coco and Lala?
Oh, so Coco and Lala is named after my 2 oldest children. So I have 4 children, Leontine, Colton, Fallon and Hunter, but they all nicknamed each other Coco, Lala, Peaches, and Rolly. So those are their nicknames. So when I started Coco and Lala, I only had 2 children. Then now I have 2 more. So I think I have to start 2 more businesses.
Shannon, do you ever sleep?
It's funny. I actually sleep more now than I've ever slept. Probably in my 20s, I wasn't sleeping at all. And something, I was obsessed with coffee. Like, I don't really drink alcohol. I don't do anything like that, but I loved my iced coffee. That got me through COVID. But I started realizing that I wasn't sleeping well. And when I wasn't having coffee, I'd be really tired. So I would just have to have more coffee. And I'm getting older. I'm 38. And I felt like it was increasing my anxiety. So this summer, I actually gave up coffee, too. So wow. I know. I can, my friends can't believe it. But I just drink a bunch of juices. And, like, you know, I'll do the lemon, cayenne pepper. I drink iced tea. And I get a lot more sleep now, which is amazing.
Well, good. I just don't know how you do it. Folks, you got to go look. We're going to have to take a break, but listen, do this now while we're at the break. Go to TikTok.com/@@, of course, at Home with Shannon, and look at some of these videos. There's some great, obviously, we're kind of talking about Halloween in October because that's what, well, back to school was on the Today Show, and then now this stuff, yep. And there's the two ingredient pumpkin things that you put on there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, those are great.
How many of these do you film a week?
About 20, maybe. 20 plus a week on a good week.
Yeah.
I know.
Well,
crazy.
You know, they're short, but they're so cute and so creative. And we'll talk more about that. Again, my guest, Shannon Doherty, you got to go find her on TikTok. There's links to everything at goodlifeguy.com, and she's on so many other platforms. You want to, whatever one you're on, if you want to follow her, you can do that. And, oh, my goodness, pretty amazing. We'll be right back. Have a short break, and we'll talk more about the holiday season, what you can do to make your Halloween even more decorative and fun. Shannon's got the answers. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.